This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4 p.m. Today is April 8th. I am Mayor Julia Johnson, and I call this meeting of the Sejouali City Council to order. I will begin with roll call, and just so my council members are aware that if there comes a time where we need to do voting, although I do not know if we will need to do that tonight, I will be using the same order, a roll call. Just a reminder to everyone to mute your mics when you are not speaking. All right, so to begin, roll call. Jared Couch.
Here.
Councilman Chuck Owen. Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay. Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer.
Present.
Councilman Carl DeYoung.
Present.
Councilman Glenn Allen. Councilman Glenn Allen. Councilman Brendan McGoffin.
Present.
Okay. So, just so we are clear, I show absent is Councilman Chuck Owen, Councilwoman Jermaine Cornegay, and Councilman Glenn Allen. Is that correct? Any response? All right. With roll call completed, I am looking for an approval of the agenda.
Madam Mayor, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second by Couch.
I have a motion by Councilwoman Kinzer, seconded by Councilman Couch. Any discussion? All in favor? And I'm going to do this by roll call. Councilman Jared Couch?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
Yes.
Councilman Carl DeYoung?
Aye.
And Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
Moving on to the consent agenda. Any opposed? I see where everybody approved, who's all present, so I will not ask for any opposition. Council, looking for consent agenda.
Move the agenda.
Second, Couch.
Okay. I have a motion by who I believe was Councilman Carl DeYoung and seconded by Councilman Jared Couch. Any discussion? This will be for items 1 through 3. So, all in favor, Councilman Jared Couch?
Aye.
Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
Yes.
Councilman Carl DeYoung?
Aye.
Councilman Brendan McGoffin?
Yes.
Okay. And no opposition. Okay, so that passes. So regarding staff reports, I have been sending out bi-monthly reports, some kind of extensive reports regarding what is happening with the staff and what we're doing here at City Council. What I'm going to request is that if you have any questions or concern, that the council will either email the director of the department that they may have those questions or concerns to, or to City Supervisor Doug Merriman or myself. And you can see on page 42 where the Sejouali City Fire Department has placed their monthly incident report. So for council members and the mayor report, I will start with Councilman Jared Couch. Do you have a report to give tonight?
Madam Mayor, nothing to report.
Okay. Councilwoman Brenda Kinzer?
No report, Mayor.
Okay. Councilman Carl DeYoung?
I have a question about when we expect the National Guard to be up at the food bank.
Okay. All right, so the information that I received on that came in just this afternoon, and it says that the, I'll just read it to you. It says the Washington State National Guard that was requested for assistance in Skagit County that was received yesterday afternoon has begun the planning, and it requires 48 to 72 hour notice to engage them. They said the community can expect to see the guardsmen in uniform working in friendly and supportive capacity to assist in installing good confidence in our residents. And they are citizens of Washington State. They can be approached by the media, and you can expect them to interact in a professional manner as they carry out their support duties. So probably within 42 to 78 hours. And I just have one comment on that. I want to stand with Commissioner Janicki as we say thanks to all who were involved in making that happen, the city, the county. I know you, Councilman DeYoung, was involved in that. I also believe Senator Wagoner. As she stated, as Commissioner Janicki stated, she says, we are relieved that Becky and her crew at Helping Hands Food Bank will get the much-needed help. Becky is an Air Force veteran, and she's one of the first who has asked for the National Guard support. Well done, Becky. So,
also, so they'll be showing up in uniform. They may or may not be in military vehicles. I think that press release that you were referencing there talks about that they're going to try to be in rental vehicles, but not to be surprised if they show up in some military vehicles. And they're not there to do security or crowd control, but there to help with the distribution of food. So that's a great thing. Additionally, in my report, I'm still concerned about social distancing as we're in the community, as to the seriousness of that protocol. And I have a question of how we're doing within the departments and as a city administration of educating folks on the seriousness of social distancing.
Yes, we have placed here within the city, we have been very conscientious about that. As you know, we have been running the city here with a very small crew, usually only one person in a department at a time. And we have lots of information out there on both our Facebook and on the website. We are leading by example. When we're out and about, we are wearing our masks and our gloves. And I think you will find, too, that the city, all the city and county leaders, we came together and we put together a video that you can see both on the website and I think it's running on TV stating people to stay safe. So there's lots of good information out there. The city is doing our part, and so is the county, and as I know, so is the council. So thank you. Okay. Thank you, Councilman DeYoung. Councilman Brendan McGoffin, do you have a report?
No report, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, at this time, normally we would do public comment, but as stated both on our website and also in a video that I put on our website, this is also on our Facebook, we are asking the citizens to either mail or email their comments, questions, or concerns to us, and those, of course, will be read into the record. As of today, we have not received any of them. Thank you. There is no unfinished business, so we will move on to new business. These are both first reads. We have an ordinance and a contingency policy. I'm going to turn this over to you, Mr. Merriman, and we'll start off with ordinance 1955-20.
Madam Mayor.
Yes, who's this?
Madam Mayor, this is Councilman Owen. I finally got online.
Oh, great to have you online, Councilman Owen. Do you happen to have a report that you'd like to share?
No, I do not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming on board. All right. City Supervisor, Mr. Merriman.
Okay, thank you, Mayor and Council. I have two items on the agenda tonight. As the Mayor mentioned, they are both first reads, so there's no action needed. This is more or less to introduce both of these to you for possible action at our next council meeting. But just a brief overview of each of these. The very first one is regarding an amendment to our municipal code, especially right now with the COVID pandemic. We're learning that the way our city code is set up that allows us to pay bills creates some issues. And what we run into if we cancel a meeting or if we have a required payment that needs to go out, say for payroll taxes and things like that, our city code doesn't allow us to do that before a council meeting. And we get in the position of having late fees and penalties and other issues that happen. So what we're looking at doing is amending our city code to allow us to go ahead and make those payments when we need to, and we would still bring them forward for council approval. There may be circumstances where those payments have to go out prior to the meeting. We currently do that for the month of December in our code, but all other pay periods are not that way. And what we're wanting to do is just make it consistent month to month. So we can talk about that one more when we bring that forward for action. The second item is regarding a fiscal contingency policy. And this is something that would be smart for us to get into place soon, especially when we have not seen the economic impacts yet from the pandemic and the closures of some of the businesses locally. And we're anticipating this will impact our sales tax starting in the month of May. And what the contingency policy does, it puts some things in place so that we know how to operate, how to prioritize payments, and what to do and how to notify you as council members if we see a certain reduction in a revenue stream such as sales tax. What it does, it just makes it more transparent, provides more information, and it gives us a plan on what to do and how to respond to any changes like that. And again, we could talk more about that at the next council meeting, but I would be looking at that time for council to adopt the policy. So those are the two items, and I can entertain any questions, or we can go ahead and just wait on those until the next council meeting.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Merriman? If not, then this was probably one of the shortest meetings we've ever had, and I will close this meeting. We will adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
This conference is no longer being recorded.